Gender-based violence is a severe and pervasive issue in Nigeria, encompassing harmful behaviors such as physical abuse, sexual harassment, and emotional manipulation. In response to the crisis, the federal government enacted and domesticated the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Law in 2015 to address gender-based violence issues and ensure punishment of perpetrators. In Kano, reporting these incidents has traditionally been fraught with challenges. Many victims endure their suffering in silence due to fears of social stigma and lack of resources. For victims of sexual and gender-based violence, feeling safe enough to report their experience is critical in breaking the cycle of abuse. Confidentiality, trust, and protection from retaliation are essential to ensure survivors come forward, as underreporting allows perpetrators to continue their abuse unchecked. Data collection plays a crucial role in understanding the scope of sexual and gender-based violence and creating targeted interventions. In Rwanda, the establishment of ISANG one-stop centers has significantly improved reporting by providing survivors with medical, psychological, and legal support in a safe environment. By 2020, these centers had handled over 25,000 cases of SGBV. Additionally, data-driven approaches facilitated by Rwanda's Ministry of Gender and Family Promotion have been vital in assessing and improving sexual and gender-based violence, demonstrating how effective reporting and data collection can drive impactful change. Nigeria still faces challenges in collecting comprehensive national data on sexual and gender-based violence. Halima B. Farouk, an official at the Kano State Waraka Sexual Referral Center, revealed that many women and girls in the state experience various forms of violence, including domestic abuse, sexual assault, and psychological violence, but lack the confidence to report it. Waraka SAC, established by Kano State Government, provides crucial services for survivors of sexual and gender-based violence, offering medical assistance and legal support. Despite their efforts, the center collaborates with organizations like CTED to reach a wider audience and address issues of confidentiality, stigma, and underreporting through innovative solutions like the GBB mobile app. According to Mrs. Zainab Aminu, a GBB activist and gender technical officer for the Center for Information Technology and Development, CTED, CTED developed the GBB mobile app in early 2022 to track and record GBB cases in Kano. The app provides a safe and confidential platform for survivors to report cases of GBB.
Most victims or survivors don't actually want to report because of stigmatization. So the idea of bringing the app came into play when we noticed that, okay, it's not as if these cases are not happening. They are happening, but people tend to not want to report. So why not we give them a platform where they can report their cases without anybody knowing who they are, what they are, and where they are, and what, but they can give a brief information about what is happening to them, and then if they want people to follow up on the case, they can have people to follow up on the case without their identity being compromised. So that's the major aim of us bringing up this GBV mobile app.
She added that the GBV mobile app is designed to address key aspects of GBV, including the environment where it occurs, the identity of the person reporting, and the nature of the perpetrator. One of its key features is allowing survivors control over their communication preference.
They can send us their report, and then they will give us the liberty to either contact them if they want. There is a slot in the app where it will say if you want to be contacted, you drop your phone number, then we can contact and then make referrals.
17-year-old Amina Usman, a GBB survivor, shares how the fear of societal judgment initially kept her silent, but discovering the CTED app empowered her to report her case anonymously.
I didn't want to tell anyone about what happened because I was scared of what people might say. But when I found out about the CTED app, I realized I could report my case anonymously. It also gave me the courage to come forward without anyone knowing at all.
Ibrahim Salihu, a GBV mobile app monitor who is responsible for following up on reported issues and reporting on behalf of users, highlighted how the app has modernized the reporting process.
Yeah, indeed. CTED GBV mobile app has changed the way I am working because it has changed from manual into technological aspects. because everywhere you are, if you get that information of GBV case, you have opportunity to report the case to the CTAT for the organization to take a serious action on that issue and also to investigate further on that. Not until you go to the CTAT directly and inform. No, through that mobile app you can report.
Salihu also described the thorough steps taken to ensure data accuracy.
We are undergoing a verification and investigation on any information that we collect. For example, if we get an information on so area on that case, we are trying to reach out a person or an individual who is living on that area, or if we can get an information of the relative so that to contact him or to contact her on the case, so that to get accurate and exact information of what happened.
He noted that the app records different types of GBB.
We have a rape case, online harassment, sexual blackmail, sexual harassment, sexual abuse, and other related cases, and other cases that are related to gender-based violence.
After enduring a traumatic experience, 16-year-old Mariam Aminu, another survivor of violence, felt trapped by fear and was worried about her privacy.
I was scared to talk about what happened to me because I didn't want people to know. When I found the CTAT app, it was easy to use and I felt safe. I could tell my story without anyone knowing it was me. The app helped me connect with someone who listened and guided me on what to do next.
Since its launch, CTAT's GBV mobile app has significantly increased the reporting of GBV cases in Kano. One notable success was a spike in reports, with over 800 cases documented in a single year. And between November 2022 and February 2023, it monitored a recorded 171 cases of sexual and gender-based violence, with the majority being rape and other sexual abuse. The Gender Technical Officer also mentioned that while data for 2024 is still being compiled, the app has recorded a significant number of cases this year.
There was a period in the year where we had over 800 reports within that year. So we believe that those cases wouldn't have been able to see the light of the day without the use of our app. So for us, that's a success on our part, and we still urge the public to still use the app. The app is still functioning. It's called CTAT GBV app on Play Store, and you can also access it through our website.
She further explained the app's role in shaping advocacy efforts.
We collate this data, analyze them, and then it informs our press conferences that we carry out monthly, so that we can call the government's attention to the rate of cases that are happening within Kano State.
One of the app's developers, Sohail Sani Abdullahi, reported that approximately 2,000 cases have been recorded since 2022. The data collected through the app, alongside other NGOs' data and their persistent advocacy efforts, highlighted the extent of child rights violence in Kano State. This collective evidence and advocacy created significant pressure on the government, which ultimately contributed to the passage of the Child Rights Bill, as the government recognized the urgent need for legislative action.
The high number of reported cases, a lot of actions were being put in place to see that to support both to support the victims and also ensure that justice is meted out to the perpetrators. Because during the period where we were collecting data and governments were forced to start responding to policy issues, and that was what prompted the Child Rights Bill to be passed in the House. Although we couldn't get the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Act passed as at that time, because the Attorney General said that they are merging it with the VAP code, that they can't adopt the VAP Act because
because of some cultural differences with the northern culture, so they can't pass the VAP Act. So, but aside that, we made progress a lot because we had collaborations with NAPTI, with Human Rights Commission, with FIDA, that's the Federation of International Women Lawyers, and then the SAC Center too. So we're able to report cases, refer cases that need both psychosocial and medical support or legal support, and that's helped victims to be able to seek justice. Before, nobody cares about whether somebody is raped or not, but when we started collecting data and informing press conference and making press conferences, it informed the government that there is a serious case of SGB. So you could see that that has improved our cases.
In response to Zainab Aminu's statement on the role of CTET's GBB app in tracking gender-based violence, Yakubu Muhammad Salihi, Director of Research, Planning and Statistics at the Kano State Ministry of Women, Children and Disabled, revealed that the ministry has recorded over 300 cases of rape this year, with victims including teenage girls and boys. These cases were reported based on data collected from the Waraka Sexual Referral Center, a key partner in gathering and sharing information on gender-based violence incidents. The director added that while the ministry has yet to provide details on cases directly reported through CETA's GBB app, the app remains a crucial tool in tracking and forwarding cases for action. He also pointed out that the Kano State Ministry of Justice is revisiting the draft copy of the Harmonized State VAP Bill in conjunction with the review of the Kano Penal Code, which awaits validation. While political will remains a challenge, the ministry continues to provide psychosocial support, empowerment services and advocacy to create a safer environment for girls and boys in the state. Abdullahi Shehu, the Kano State Coordinator of the Human Rights Commission, echoed these sentiments, emphasizing that their agency works closely with law enforcement to respond to rape and sexual assault cases.
We do respond to cases of rape and other sexual offenses, particularly when it comes to the report of the commission. Ideally, when such cases is being reported, the commission takes it diligently, working with other stakeholders, particularly, you know, rape and other sexual offenses are criminal offenses which needs to be fully investigated by the law enforcement agencies, particularly the Nigerian police. So if we receive such case, we liaise with the Nigerian police to investigate the case and make appropriate steps in bringing justice to the victims.
He, however, noted that a lack of working laws, particularly the absence of the VAP Act, which Kano State is yet to domesticate, complicates the fight against GBV. The Kano State Police Command also uses the data from CTET's app to handle SGBV cases more professionally. According to Abdullahi Haruna Kiawa, the public relations officer of the command, the police diligently investigates cases, gathers necessary evidence, and ensures that perpetrators are prosecuted. Hawa Aminu, a concerned mother of one of the GBV survivors, expressed relief knowing her daughter had access to the app for reporting issues.
When she told me about the app, I felt relieved. I encourage her to use it, knowing that she can report anything without fear. This makes me feel more secure about her well-being. Also, the Waraka Center helps her with medication after informing the police and checking her body.
The protocol officer of Waraka Center, Aminu Usman, highlighted that their collaboration with CTED allows for efficient case handling. He said whenever CTED forwards a case to the referral center, they ensure a swift response by connecting survivors with the police, legal support, and medical services. Despite these efforts, there are challenges, including limited app usage in rural areas, limited funding, and technical difficulties. Mr. Aminu explained that after the Ford Foundation funding ended in 2023, CTED has taken over the app's operation and maintenance.
Our limitations is lack of users. A lot of people are still not using the app. In the first period where we launched the app, a lot of people embraced it because we had monitors in several locations which we pay to follow up on issues and reports on their on people's behalf. But one of the major challenges is that after the period of the contract for those monitors expired, we expected sustainability for people to take civic social responsibilities in carrying out their responsibilities as citizens of Kano State, but people still expect us to pay them to be able to follow up on cases. So without them reporting the cases, those people that are vulnerable and marginalized in the digital space cannot report cases. That's one of our major challenges.
Saluhu, the GBB mobile app monitor, also noted that CITES funding for the monitors ended in 2023, leading them to stop reporting.
Ambassadors of GBB. So the letter stated that we would work for 12 months, which is 1 year. But after that 1 year, they increased the duration to, I think we spent up to 18 months serving as GBB campus ambassadors. And each month they are paying. They are paying us for the data and some stipend allowances. But since last year, the project was ended. And most of us, I can say all of us, I don't know all, but most of us will stop reporting the cases through that GBB CITES app. Because the contract was ended, it was stated that it will be 1 month, and later it was extended to one and a half year.
He added that they are unable to continue reporting because their contracts ended. The stipend was for both data collection and transport. To continue reporting, they will need renewed contracts and ongoing compensation. Sohail, the app developer, also highlighted the technical challenges involved in creating the app. He explained that the constant evolution of technology is a challenge because it requires frequent updates to the application to stay current with new development and features, making the process resource-intensive and time-consuming. Sohail explained that the app is available for download on the Google Play Store and through CITES website.
Currently, when someone wants to locate the application, he can just open his web browser. Maybe if you are using Android, you can open Chrome or Firefox or any kind of browser. If you are using iOS, you can also open your browser. Or if it is Windows computer, you can still open your browser. You can type citat.org.ng/gbbapp. So whenever you open this, you can see the application up here.
CITES GBB mobile app represents a significant advancement in addressing GBV in Kano. By providing a confidential and anonymous reporting platform, it empowers survivors who might otherwise remain silent. According to Usman, the protocol officer at Waraka SAC, the rise in the number of cases reported to them, reaching up to 100 per month through the app, and other cases reported directly to their office, reflects both increased awareness and continued prevalence of GBV in Kano communities. He added that with the existence of the CITES GBB app, they aim to make reporting more accessible, ensure that no case goes unaddressed, and encourage more people to utilize the app. Highlighting the broader impact of the app, the CITES Gender Technical Officer emphasized its potential reach beyond Kano State.
We believe that the app will not just serve only Kano State, can serve the entire nation as a whole.
This report was produced by Maria Shuaibu Suleiman under Women Radio with support from Nigeria Health Watch.